Thank you all so much for joining me once again for another episode of Authentically Our Lettuce podcast. Last week, we talked about the best is yet to come, or is it? And this week, I want to talk to you about being the change that you so desire. And no longer making excuses for that, for your stagnation, and for why you've been standing still for so long. Sometimes it's in your best interest and it's in your favor to just move forward. And sometimes that's even if you have to move alone. You know, I'm a firm believer in all of the possibilities that can take place when you truthfully believe in yourself. Yesterday, I had a couple of events that was taking place and a couple meetings, and it was just an extremely busy day. But I took the time out to go to a particular event that showed a movie called Boss. And it was mainly talking about Black entrepreneurship, which was really like so cool. Of course, I'm invested in that because I'm an African-American woman myself. So those type of themes and things mean a lot to me. But there were quite a few quotes that were within this movie that I walked away with. And one of them said, "Be more than what your circumstances would have defined you to be." Like, wow. I know that every single day I strive to be more, to build more, to reach for more, to grasp for more, to be able to help people change their lives a bit more, and for me to get better even more. I found that you don't have to lose who you are to become a great success. And as you all know, authenticity is my deal. I'm all about being authentic to self, recognizing the fact that when you're true to yourself, everything else can and shall fall in place. But that only comes when you have a sense of knowing that you have value and that being just who you are is just going to have to be enough. It's going to have to be enough. At what point do you have to continue to prove over and over who you are or have others accept you for who you are when you haven't identified with your own authenticity or even begin to accept yourself? I said in a previous TEDx talk that accept you and your authenticity, and absolutely the world will too. Because I'm a firm believer that I believe the world is waiting for an opportunity to accept you, but they can't accept you unless you've accepted you. So once you come to terms with who you are, then automatically everything else falls into place. You do not have to change who you are, like being real, or even lose your authentic self in order to be a great success. And I think that's one of the things that I really walked away with from that presentation. And it's what I want to leave you with here today. You fight to stay in this race. The things that have taken place in your past, they do not define who you truly are. You see, you draw from your past, and then your past leads you to your future. It's like you are accumulating building blocks as you go. Don't be caught up in conformity. Know that if you keep moving ahead, if you keep helping, if you keep inspiring, if you keep believing, and even more, if you keep dreaming, that if you can dream it up, you can achieve it, you can have it. So the biggest thing I'd like to leave you with on this week is remain in your authentic form. Continue on even when the world is bouting against you. Find strength and find courage to continue even when the deck is stacked against you. I'd like to thank you all so much for listening this week for another episode of Authentically Our Lettuce podcast. You can continue to join me on Thursdays at some point during the day. Talk about a particular subject matter and mostly all things involving authenticity. If you are interested in having a dynamic speaker come out to an event associated with a conference, all staff meetings, and so much more, I am your girl. Please do visit my website at authenticallyarletta.com. You can also visit me on all other social sites, which are Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn, as well as YouTube, all at Authentically Arletta. If you're on LinkedIn, that's going to be Arletta Allen. Thank you all so much for joining me once again. And remember, we will be talking soon. Thank you.